call, Max.
Fresh start.
Fresh start number 9.
Now we're moving around.
I promise.
And we have a new student, Mr. McGrath. Max McGrath. You're not Jim McGrath's son, are you?
Why does everybody in this town know more about Dad than I do? You knew my dad. I need to know about his work.
Your father was working to find a way to harness energy beyond anything that mankind has ever attempted. He was right on the edge of a breakthrough.
What's happening to me?
Max?
Ah! No, stay back!
My name is Steel.
What? You speak English.
Max!
My mom is coming.
Is my mom dangerous?
No, come on.
Uncle, hold it.
You gotta clean in here, bud.
Did you do this to me?
No, Max. Your father gave you these powers. I'm just here to show you how to use them. Let's get started.
Ben, you're back, and all I want to do is fuse with you, my friend.
P1, I've come from the chomp down to do some phenomenal movie spoiling, because this movie is about to get spoiled fucking hard.
Oh, my.
Fuck Max Steel, by the way. Before we get any further.
Damn, did you just give me a radio?
Yeah.
Well, that usually happens on this site when it comes to bad movies like this. So yeah, people, without a shadow of a doubt, it's most likely going to be a fuck it. But you know, hey, we're gonna that's the future. This is Dave's future. We're gonna take you back to the prequel now. What led up to that fuck it? And what really led up to that fuck it? Well, you got a movie like Ben just said, Max Steel, and basically it's about a movie played by Ben Winchell, who I never fucking heard of, and shit, if you thought Ben was doing this, in his Ace of Butterfield routine through Miss Peregrine's, wow, I think I'm gonna be doing that a lot more than Ben did, because,
It's just like, if Ace of Butterfield plays sports a lot and was, like, twice as boring.
This kid was fucking terrible.
He was so bad.
I mean, he was fucking terrible. I mean, he's gotta be one of the worst performances in a new superhero
I've
film.
Never seen such a bland performance before.
The motherfucker just didn't know what he was doing. Ben. No. He just didn't know what the fuck he... Oh, funny enough, his name is Ben, too. Oh, Ben. Oh.
Yeah, double Ben.
Oh, wow. At least one Ben I'm talking to got a fucking personality. But either way, though, so Ben and his mom, they moved back to... I don't know where the fuck this place was at and stuff. They moved back to their old home, which, by the way, is in the middle of fucking factories and shit like that. And just like... Okay, that already just blew my mind. I was just like, all right, I get it. So,
it's a fact.
Yeah, and so he's wondering, like, why we got to move all these times and stuff like that. This is the 9th time we moved. So he's pretty much going through the fish out of water of being back in a new school, stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. He meets a girl. I don't even know who the fuck that was, to be honest. I think it was... Sophia? Was it Sophia? Yeah, it was Sophia, played by Anna Villafane, and she comes kind of come out of nowhere. And he starts to notice that things weren't they seem, because one moment he's flickering the static on a TV, which comes out of fucking nowhere, by the way. And he starts to see that he can create energy, and he starts to have these reactions. Meanwhile, back at this factory...
Can we take a timeout on that one for a second? Because I feel like there's something to jump into on here.
Well, you just save that then. Let me finish this then.
I want to talk about his cum hands. Oh, that's all I'm saying.
Boy, them hands are... Fuck them hands, man. Shut up, man. Anyway. Anyway, so back at this... I don't know where the fuck this was at. I'm guessing it was in tech. I don't know where this lab creation was happening, where Steel, which is the robot here, voiced by Josh Brenner, he just happens to activate because I guess his son's powers, or his Ben's powers, son soon to activate, or Max's powers soon to activate. And he breaks loose of this, wherever the hell he's at. They don't really tell you. They don't even say the name of the place. He breaks out and he kind of stalks Max a little bit and realizes that him and Max are kind of connected to each other because, well, he's fusing off a lot of energy that could possibly make him explode, and his energy is being reacted off of his, pretty much his emotions. Whenever he gets angry or hesitant or whatever, they start to combust inside of him. So it's up to Steel to kind of absorb the energy from him, and next thing you know, it's still kind of, Steel doesn't have memory, so he kind of every now and then teaches him flashbacks of his fucking father's history, because his father died long time ago when Max was a little kid and Max doesn't really know why and blah, 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 and there goes your fucking plots. No, I don't know. I really don't fucking know. And I checked out once that motherfucker said, what am I? Okay?
He didn't say it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. My bad, Ben. I'm sorry. That's your plot synopsis. All right, back on his hands now. You want to talk about them hands?
Yeah, I want to get into these hands, dude.
Okay, talk about the hands.
This character, he's essentially God. A mutant whose powers are like electricity, right?
He creates atoms right. with his fingers.
The way that this is shown is they just have liquid streaming out of his hands and into the air.
Yeah.
And the liquid has like these little blue things that kind of are making noise. Yeah. And then you kind of just start thinking about how much that looks like cum.
Yeah, it really
and
does.
It just looked like he was coming out of his hands.
It looks like basically like the human anatomy when you do a side and you see inside and it's got like structures of it and stuff like that, but it's liquid form and it looks like Murray's hair grease, and everybody knows Murray's hair grease. That shit lasts a lifetime, bro. but it looks like someone just dashed it with a side of cum inside of it, so it moves around and stuff. And he constantly it's almost like the equivalent of Wolverine in Origins looking at his blades. And because there's moments where he's just staring at it and he's just like, oh God, why would they let the camera linger on that? It looks like shit. That looks like shit. Why?
Man, do they spend a while looking at those hands, too.
Oh my God, the effects in here look like shit, Ben. The effects. I sent you a message of someone saying the effects look amazing.
For the record, the thing about the effects,
mm-hmm.
you got mechs and steel combined to make a super suit, right?
Barely. They do it like for like 5 seconds at the beginning, middle of the movie, and then at the end is when they really do it. But at that point, you just don't like him because he's a fucking coward. I mean, you got guys being killed, and he's over there, I can't fight him. He's too powerful. He's just like, oh my God, dude, give me something to like about you, please. He's such a pussy, dude.
What I was gonna say about the suits is I'm pretty sure they were practical.
Yeah.
Like, they were legitimate suits. I don't think there was CGI involved.
No, I don't think the suits were CGI either. You could tell it looked very practical. Although, the villain.
To some degree.
Although, the villain suit, though, that looked very CGI.
See, he was the one that I didn't think was CGI because of how clunky it looked. Especially his hand. It just looked so, like, papier-mâché to a degree. But that was kind of authentic.
I can tell you.
But then there were moments where, like, when he's putting the suit on and they're combining, and literally it's just like the screen like flashes white and he's in the suit and there's no transition period.
I can tell you one thing about that villain in that suit is you can clearly fucking tell that was a stunt double.
So, yeah.
You can clearly fucking tell that wasn't the same actor that was playing that guy, which we're talking about, which, oh my God, Andy Garcia, who plays Dr. Miles Everything, you couldn't get more predictable as just saying, yep, he's the villain. I mean, it's just...
There was a scene where they, like, accidentally put the voice changer on him when he was, like, trying to be undercover. Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah, I noticed that.
He focused on him, and all of a sudden his voice was, like, dark and gravelly and talking to Max Steel.
It's almost
and then
like,
he was back to normal again.
It's like he borrowed Batman's voice activator or something that for
a couple
of seconds.
Yeah, it's like, are you the bad guy?
Yeah, especially because at the beginning of this movie, there's a dinner scene, if you want to call that this. And the editing
is so
fucking clunky in this film.
It was intercut with, like, the most action-packed, like, other side.
Yeah.
Like, the other scene it was cut in with was just Steel breaking out. So he was just breaking everything, immediately cutting to, like, dinner conversation, like, real quiet, making dinner jokes, back to, like, the intense scene. It was so uncomfortable.
Which made no sense either because, like, Max's powers wasn't even doing anything at this point, so Steel's, like, having a reaction and shit like that. And then towards, you know, when he gets agitated at the end of the dinner, that's when, you know, the power starts to go out and stuff. I mean, you're right, though. It was just so awkward. It felt out of place. And
the editing to this movie was just really, like...
Dude, I think
it's just uninspired to a degree where it's so jarring.
I think
you know what I mean?
I think personally there was another cut of this film. You can tell that this one was definitely cut. And early screeners or whatever and stuff, people were saying different things about the movie, like such as I just told you, before we started recording, some of them said the mother died in this or whatever. And I was just like, oh, well, I'm not going to lie. Had that happened in this one, I don't think it would have made a fucking difference because I didn't really give a fuck about his mom. So I don't really think that adds anything to the movie at all. But, you know, watching the trailer, too, some of the dialogue is even different. You don't even hear some of those dialogue in certain scenes or they look different. Like, in the trailer, there's a scene where he's talking to Miles Edwards. And Miles Edwards is telling him about his powers and stuff like that. That doesn't happen in the movie. They have this awkward-ass conversation about, I forgot what the hell these nanotech villains were called or whatever. And then there's a moment where, tell me about my dad. Tell me. And then he just starts, I'm going to tell you this right now. If your father passed away at a young age due to an accident, by the time you get to senior year in high school, I don't think you're really going to give a fuck. I
have already wanted to know, like, long before you're a senior in high school.
Yeah.
And then how come, like, he's already a senior in high school, and then just moving back home, it just triggers his powers, and he's just, like, it's not like adolescence brought on his powers.
Oh, that was going to be the first.
So everything just kind of lines up in the worst way.
That was going to be the first problem why I think this movie was tampered with is because, like you just said, the powers, they just kick in out of nothing. I'm just sitting there going like, so you mean to tell me out of all the years that he's been on the 9 times that they'd have moved, this finally just now happened to activate? They give no reason why his powers activate or anything like that. And you don't find out literally until the last 10 minutes of the film that he's even half alien and shit. And you're just like, wait, what? I feel like this should have been something explained in like the first, second, or the early of the second act by his mother, and he could have been like, this is a scene where he's like, I'm nothing like my father, I can't be a hero, and she's like, you're the only one that can stand up to this and stuff, you know, had that whole speech, and then, you know, him toughen up to fight the villain that's trying to destroy the city and stuff. Like, it's cliche as fuck, but it's a simple structure. This movie went above and beyond to go away from that structure, that it went into a convoluted territory of jangling these structure plot points up that you should already know that even a non-filmmaker could put together. This movie does it in such a way that you just go scratching your head and you're just like, I don't even understand what's going on anymore. I really don't. Mm. And when the movie cuts to, you know, this shit, I ain't gonna lie, I thought this was one of the stupidest fucking moments in the movie, is when the mom tells him that the fucking, that they should move back to this town or whatever, that, what's his name, Miles Edwards told him to move back to this town. I'm thinking in my head, why the hell, if Miles Edwards have their phone number, why does he need them to move back to town to fucking get the energy from Max? Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
He could have just went after him himself. Like,
he's an alien from another planet, but he has to be in one town on Earth to activate his powers.
He controls these, I forgot what they call these damn things, whatever, but Steel is one of them that I guess defected from their side and joined the good side and stuff. Like, he controls a tornado sandstorm of them, whatever. He didn't even have to show up there, but he could send this tornado after them and stuff. But then, I love it because the mom don't find that kind of fucking peculiar, that I upset that word, peculiar, that he asked them to come down here. It's like, you trust this guy? What? If you trusted him in the first place, why'd you leave then? It was just so much of that. And then the mom is just such a non-entity there or whatever and stuff that you just like, she's supposed to be explaining things here that we're supposed to understand. And she does it in the last 5 to 10 to 5 minutes here. And it's one of those things, like, I put a tweet out just saying, wow, the last 5 minutes explain everything and nothing at the same time, whatever. Because it's trying to tell you everything about what this character is, where he came from and stuff, and yet it didn't make any damn sense by that point. You're just sitting there going like, wow, I felt like he was teaching me something, and yet I didn't get a damn thing at all, actually. I was like, wow. And Steel, by the way, is fucking annoying.
Can I say something about Steel?
Oh, yes.
So, forget the who am I on Google part. Max asks Steel, he goes, what are you? And Steel's response is, a silicon-based life form. His name is Steel, but he's made of plastic.
Yes. Is that why he looks like shit?
This movie is based on a really, really ugly action figure.
Really ugly.
But, like, I get if that was like a joke, like, oh, well, I'm a toy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm silicon based. But If once he says I'm a silicon-based life form, Max's suit is made of plastic.
Yeah, yeah, even though it doesn't look
that
way.
What's that protecting him from?
It's energy, Ben. It's energy.
Max plastic. That should be... It doesn't make any sense.
No, Ben, it's energy. Energy is providing the strength he needs to become steel.
It makes it super strength plastic.
That motherfucker was teaching him parkour in the damn abandoned factory. I was just sitting there going like, oh, no.
Did you notice that Steel forgot Max's dad's name at the end of the movie?
Oh, my God. Man, you want to talk about this whole memory thing with Steel? How? I love it when Max...
Your dad's name was McGraw.
But I love
it. His name is McGrath.
He did say
he said McGraw 3 times. I thought he said it the first time, and then he said it twice again.
But the point where man, I wish I remember the damn name of these things, but that sandstorm came after Max. Do you remember when Max took it down and he was just like, oh, Steel, you're one of them. And then Steel, he got all the, oh, I got my memory back. No.
No, I'm not.
He got his memory back quick. He said, people, you got to, I don't recommend you watch this movie, but you got to watch this scene here, though, because as soon as Max gets on him, he's like, oh, my God, Steel, you're one of them. He's like, huh, I got my memory back. I was helping your father. He's like, He said that shit too quickly. I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me now. Come on now. And then...
Jesse Eisenberg is a weak voice actor, too.
Oh, my God. Let's talk about this kid, though. Ben Winchell, Max McGrath. This kid, people, is like that goddamn kid from Tron Legacy. He just sucks the soul out of any bit of energy, even though this movie has none, energy that this movie tries with little green palms to pull out of whatever.
I really hate the kid from Tron Legacy that much.
Oh.
This kid's way worse.
Oh, this kid is way fucking worse. That kid from shut up, Ben. That kid from Tron Legacy sucked ass to a straw.
Tron Legacy was just kind of weak in general. I didn't really think it was his fault.
Oh, it was his fault, Ben.
I can see what you're saying.
It was his fault, goddammit. You shut your mouth.
Wow.
That kid sucked, Ben, okay? That kid was so fucking nonchalant, and his facial reactions and shit like that, just like, I don't see what's going on here, whatever. I mean, talk about someone that you get transferred to a fucking other world, and he's just like, yeah, it's radical, all right. Man, you know, alright. Oh my God, that kid sucked ass to a straw. You got this kid here who does the same shit. I mean, oh my God. And then you got this girl in here who they crowbar. And it's a hot-ass chick that just so happens to almost run him over, and then she wakes him up when he's landed on his backside, and she's just like...
Meet me here after school.
I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. I said, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
We can fuck in the parking lot.
So he meets her after school, and then she just tells him, put your bike in, let's go. She literally takes him to her house. I was like, what? I was like, this girl have parents? What's going on here? What girl takes any dude to their house the first fucking... matter of fact, she didn't even know his name, by the way.
Me?
She didn't even know his name by then, whatever. Even though when they first meet up after school, whatever, she says, hop in, Max McGrath. I'm just like, okay, y'all didn't even have the same class together. I mean, shut the fuck up, man. And then she fixes his bike, and she just literally stalks him for the rest of the movie.
She does stalk him.
And he constantly ditches her because...
He has shit going on, clearly.
And then his reason when he finally gets a ride to take it to Intech and stuff like that, he just like, look, my father died at a young age. And she goes, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Bitch, it's in the newspaper. It's in the fucking school paper. It is in the school paper that his father died, okay?
It has like posters like everywhere. Like, oh,
oh my God. It's like one of the most famous things that happened in this town is that his father fucking died and shit. There's a fucking bulletin board labeled with his father's newspaper clippings and shit like that, or whatever. She's acting like this is the first time she's ever heard of that or something like that. I'm just like, oh my God. These two had no chemistry whatsoever. It was just so fucking bland.
Didn't have any chemistry with anything going on. That it could be completely chalked up to that kid, if I'm gonna be honest.
Mm-hmm. That robot had more chemistry with that lamp. That's how much chemistry was in this film. You know why he had chemistry with that lamp? It's because the lamp didn't fucking talk back to him. That's why.
I like that Steele and Max had to, like, cuddle to make sure Max didn't explode. Like, whenever he was emotionally unstable, he just needed a quick cuddle from his Steele buddy.
Oh, but it was fucking annoying because Max kept saying, oh, get off me. It's like, dude.
Not a cuddle. Ugh.
Oh my god, but he kept saying that. Max in here was just fucking annoying. They never give you any reason why to like him or anything like that. And, you know, especially in the first part where Steele, like you just said, cuddles with him and stuff. He's like, oh, what are you doing? He tells him, well, you're exerting energy that may cause you to pretty much blow up, so I gotta absorb the energy from you. Max, Steele does that like 3 more times in the film. He's like, oh, get off me. What are you doing to me? It's just like, oh my god, dude. Do you need to fucking be explained again? Whatever. You're exerting energy. It needs to be us. Oh my god.
Not to mention, there's literally no special effect for him absorbing the energy.
No, it's just his chest lighting up like as a fucking arc reactor or something like that.
Yeah, but you don't see anything like go into Steele. You don't see any like transfer of energy or anything. He just nuzzles him and that's it.
And the screen goes black. The screen goes black. Don't forget that. They show you like white and stuff like that. And not to mention, he's got like battle scars on his chest now. Max, ooh, he's got. It was just fucking weird that all of this just so happened now. And then when you find out the stuff about his father and how, you know, Dr. Miles Edwards like betrayed him and all that crap and stuff, I was trying to figure out what the hell is his father doing in that machine? Like, he stuck his hands in there and stuff. Like, and then, you know, the fact that Max got into it, too, I was just like...
That thing, like, it absorbed their power.
Why would Max get into it, though? Like, when he got into it, I thought he was going to step in the force field to activate Steele so they can turn into the suit, but he gets into the machine. I'm just like, how did you know that would work, though? It's like, yeah. What? Because I'm assuming that, look, it's been
didn't
over.
Didn't his dad use that to activate some laser in the beginning or
yes.
something?
Yes. That's what I'm saying. There's no continuity in this shit. The fact that
I don't know.
But that machine is still active, though. That's the thing.
All of this technology is just sitting in a warehouse, just being left there, just being paid for by someone.
But they don't tell you where the fuck this warehouse is. Like, I was thinking, like, is this the old Intech building that blew up? But that's impossible because we spent a whole goddamn 10 minutes of a montage sequence of him training in this building. So
Intech is nothing like when your father was here 16 years ago. No. We've literally done nothing. We've literally just sat around and watched your father's stuff.
And then there's a whole another Nintech that they said, oh, it's like 20 miles out this way or something like that. And then when they get there, it's just like, we're doing what your father started. We're saving energy. And just like, so you're just a goddamn Southern California Edison plant, huh, man? I mean, you ain't doing a damn thing. You're just an energy plant. That's all, whatever. Hey, I got to make sure I pay my bill on time, man. It's like, you ain't doing a damn thing here. I love it, too, because when he starts to lose his shit in Intech and stuff like that, Miles Edwards, he's just great. He just touches his desk and shit. Like, he's like, ooh. I was like, what just happened here? And then this tornado comes out of nowhere. He's just like, I thought it was a dream sequence. I didn't know what the hell was going on here. I was just like, okay. And it was just funny how when he destroyed that tornado and stuff, and he tells Steele, go away and stuff like that. How did Miles Edwards get Steele? It was just convenient just for them two to be in the same room again or whatever, just so they could have this, which I gotta say, with crappy ass fight scene thing, which I ain't gonna lie, I was looking forward to this fight. I was like, oh, I wanna see two dudes in power suits beating the shit out of each other. I did not get that at all. Yeah, it was.
There was even a part where, like, they just made Max go invisible just so that they could save money on effects, I think.
Yeah. But that was another one.
He went into stealth mode, and there was, like, no special effect. There was just no Max anymore, and the guy was getting beaten up by no one.
There was a point in that, too, where I was just like, wait a minute. Because when he still said, let's go stealth mode, and I was just like, and then Max said, we can do that? And I even said, yeah, you can do that? I was like, I should have learned about this, like, I don't know, fucking 30 minutes ago when y'all was doing that stupid-ass montage scene. It was hard trying to gravitate towards Max, because first of all, in this training sequence, Steele connects to him when he falls off this rooftop thing or whatever and stuff like that. And he turns into this super-powered, armored, energy-waving superhero pretty much. And he's like, oh, what is this? Get it off me! Get off me! I'm just like, any other fucking...
I don't want to be Iron Man. Get it off me.
Thank you. Any other goddamn high school student would have been like, whoa, what is this? Or whatever and stuff. And then...
I just can fly sick.
It was so fucking annoying because...
I don't like, want to fly.
I didn't ask for any of this. It's like, oh my God.
You need to, you fucking idiot.
Jesus Christ. And people, you want to know the icing of the cake on how stupid this fucking character is. He goes home to his nice little Dell computer laptop here and types in energy waves flowing off my fingers. I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me now. I wasn't hating the movie up until this point. I was just like, it's...
What did they think was going to happen?
It's kind of mediocre as fuck. I was just
IMDb's like... IMDb's going to tell him he has cancer. That's literally the only thing
that
could come from that.
Thank you. At this point, I was like, the movie's just fucking mediocre. And I was like, maybe it can get better. Hey, I'm still giving it a chance. But then when he got to that computer and typed that in, I was just like, yep, all bets are off now. All bets are completely off right here. He types in a bunch of shit, too. I can't remember what the second thing he typed in, but then the last thing he typed in is, what am I? ? It's just like, okay. As he does it in rubber fucking gloves, by the way, too.
Because LOL. Also, not a single one of these jokes in this movie, like, paid off. It took me sometimes, like, 3 seconds to realize they tried to do a joke.
I was about to say, yeah. It took me a while to figure out those were jokes, to be honest. It was so fucking lame and shit. Also, another thing, too, is this movie tries to do a double cross where they try to lead you off where they got these guys in military suits where it's looking after Steel and they got guns and stuff and they're shooting at them. But then at the end of the movie, you find out they're on the mother's side where they work for her. And he's just like, so why were they shooting at him then?
There's one scene. One single scene where the mother is telling the soldiers what to do.
Yeah.
And it is not explained other than the fact that in that one scene she says, I am the biggest shareholder, I tell you what to do. And that's it.
Oh, and we forgot to add, right before she tells him that, who calls his fucking mom, who's played by Maria Bello, is the I guess if you want to call the love interest or whatever, she called... Has Max came home yet? He just took your car. Why would he go home?
Oh, he was being really weird. He asked for my car and $10,000 and a pound of cocaine. And I don't know what's going on.
And my cell phone. So did he come home already? Why would he go home with your car? It's just like, hey, Ben, hey, I'm going to come to your house. Let me borrow your car or whatever. P1, did you make it home already? Yeah, I'm home. Yeah, I just borrowed your car and your cell phone. That's all. You know, it's like, what? What sense did that make, though, by the way?
There's a point where Max, he runs away from the bad guys.
Like
he
always.
Jumps into a car. Because he makes it jumpstart with his electric powers. Yeah. He drives away, and then something happens where the car dies, and then he has his bike from before all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah. He left
remember
it,
that?
He left it in her back seat, yes.
Oh, okay. I was like, where? What?
Because no. What was so weird about that, though, is, okay, so he put the bicycle in the back seat when they took up the ride up to Intech, and he runs out of Intech after the whole confrontation with Miles Edwards and stuff. They never explain, what's this girl, Sophia Martinez in here in the movie? She never says, what the hell was that tornado thing or anything? Or like, what happened to the sky? Like, the sky turned black all of a sudden or whatever. Shit like that. She's just home safely and just saying, where did you go? You did it again. It's just like, what? What? This movie was shit. That's like, he literally ran out the place. Didn't go no further than a couple of blocks, which, by the way, it's in the middle of nowhere. And in my mind, I was thinking like, huh, is he going to run back into Sophia? No, she just goes back home. And then when he goes back to ask for her car and stuff, she just says, where did you go? What happened to you? You did it again. It's just like, you would think the questions be like, oh my God, are you okay? I saw a big tornado in the sky and it was something inside of it and the sky turned black and it was lightning and stuff like that. It's like, nobody acknowledges that any of this happened. You're just sitting there going like, huh. This is like Transformers when they say it was a secret war. It's like, ain't no secret war. This is a mainstream city.
The whole town knows.
Yes, the whole town. Talking about these big ass robots in the middle of Tokyo and they're talking about nobody must know about this. What? What? It's Same thing in this movie. Some big ass fucking swarm of technobots coming at you, and a big ass tornado and lightning bolts and stuff like that, and nobody fucking see. Oh my god! Come on, man. Come on, man. Oh, this movie, man. And you know the thing was too. Had it been structured better, had it been a much better fucking lead than this, I don't know, someone more, a lot more enthusiastic that could bring some energy to this, man, this probably would have been just a mediocre, okay film. But my God, man, they went every way possible to make this just a shit fest.
Yeah, I think the director of this movie, like, one of his older movies has, like, a 22% of Rotten Tomatoes or
it was,
something.
It was a remake of a horror film. We're talking about Stuart Hindler, which he did, what the fuck was the name of that film? Sorority Row, yeah. I know he did the Halo Ford Unto Dawn's TV miniseries as well. This is kind of, if in a way, this is kind of his, Max Steel is his biggest film release, if anything. Even though it ain't really that gonna be that big, but you got.
Honestly, I hope it's his last. Like, I don't want him to embarrass himself this hard again.
They had Christopher Yost writing it, who's done a lot of stuff for DC and Marvel animated stuff.
Really?
Oh yeah, he wrote. Well, first of all, he wrote Thor: The Dark World, and he's writing Thor: Ragnarok. And
And
he did.
And Thor: The Dark World is the best Marvel movie. Everyone knows that.
Everybody knows that. Come on now, don't be stupid now. He also did the Batman. Ugh.
Which Batman?
The Batman, and that shitty ass one with the Joker is like a jester and shit like that.
Oh.
The one of the worst Batman adaptations ever. Yes.
Yeah.
But he also did like X-Men Evolution and like Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes and Wolverine the X-Men and stuff like that, the Hulk versus and stuff. So I mean, he's got a mixed play here. And you know, I kind of don't blame the movie on the writing itself and shit like that, because it felt
the dialogue was really bad.
Oh,
though.
It was really fucking bad, but it doesn't help that you got terrible fucking people to
look. You're just not ready.
And the mother, dude, she had some of the worst dialogue, too. Just sitting there. And see, and you walked out after the battle scene, so you didn't see the ending, dude.
Literally left as soon as the climax finished. Like, I knew there was nothing left for me that I needed.
I love it, though, because it's one of those endings, too, people where he's just like... it made him more of a pussy, and he just kind of sitting there like, all right, I didn't like him before, but damn, at least make him heroic or something like that. But there's some the soldier dudes, they come in there to help him because the mother sent them after them, and I love how they just know where to go, by the way, and stuff like that. Which, by the way, if this don't tell you this is how stupid this kid is, it ain't just because he googled some shit and stuff like that, but it's the fact that he calls Dr. Miles, they took my mother. Okay, you don't even know if they took his mom. Which, by the way, they ended up shooting at him again in front of his mom's house. I'm just like,
the bad guys show up, see a child in the woods, and open fire.
Which, and they're not even the bad guys. They're the fucking, they're the in-tech guys that work with his mom and stuff. And he's just like, why are they shooting at him again? And then he calls Dr. Miles again. He's just like, oh. They took my mother, and he's like, I need to know where they gone or whatever. Just tell me where
they
gone.
It's probably a trap, but they probably took her to your dad's lab.
Why?
You probably shouldn't go there.
Why in the blue fuck would he call this guy? Why would this guy know, first of all? And then,
why would he know? Why would he call him? Why would he go to where the trap was? None of that made sense.
And then this dude, like, straight up tells him all the information possible. And it never once crossed his kid's mind. It's just like, wait a minute, how do you know that? It's just like, it's pretty weird that he would say,
I was a kidnapper, I'd bring her to your father's lab.
No, that's exactly what he fucking said to me, just sitting there like, oh my god. And then the dude is telling him, I love it because the dude says, now listen clearly, because there's something important you need to know. And he just throws the phone, he's like, oh, and he drives faster. I was like, what the hell? It was so terrible. And I love it too, because the same dudes that's shooting at him, they come to save him at the end when his fight scene, and he just hides behind, he does a Batman and Dawn of Justice, and just hides behind a pillar going, he's just too strong, I don't know what to do.
He's so strong for me.
Even though he's got a steel voice talking to him, telling him what to do, he's still going, he's too strong. It's like, oh my god.
I'm a master at strategy. I don't know what to do. I'm a master at strategy, Max. I don't know what to do. I'm gonna run down this alley.
This is pretty much what Iron Man would be if he didn't listen to Jarvis. He was just going, Jarvis, that didn't make any sense. So I was like, what's the point of having Jarvis then? What is the point of that then? What's the point of Batman having Alfred give him? What is the point of this stuff? He's literally got someone telling him what to do and has all the time. And still is calm, too, and then telling him, and he's just like, I'm just too weak for him. I'm just like, oh, my fucking God, Jesus. And then his big plan is, wait a minute. Let's give him what he wants. I was like, okay. You want my energy? Take it! Oh!
Can I have too much energy? I blow up!
Did you love... Like, this is how you know this kid was bad. His facial reactions behind the armor, oh my God, were priceless, man. They were fucking priceless. I was just looking at him and was just like, you know how when you see Tony Stark's face between the Iron Man helmet and stuff like that?
Literally a ripoff of that.
They did the same thing of that, which I don't have a problem with it being a ripoff because I figure it's Army. I mean, you gotta do it if you're gonna show a face. But the problem with that is this kid is such a bad actor. His facial reactions look like he was taking a shit most of the time. I love when he throws a punch, he's like, he's like growling at the fucking camera in the weakest possible way ever, with showing no effort or energy at all. It's just like, I wonder if these two actors were in the same room together when he filmed this part, whatever, because it's almost like he's just reacting to a sticking ball right now.
Yeah.
Even though we just saw like an 8-year-old kid just do that.
You're right in space to do that, you know?
Yeah. and you walked out of this classic, but then the military guys show up and he's like, still? He's like, are those guys friendly? I don't know. They're just like, oh my God. And then he wakes up back at home. You missed this part, Ben. This is the greatest part, whatever. It's the best part where they explain everything and nothing. His mom comes in, he's just like, she's like, I should have told you everything. Your father was an alien. It was just like, wait, what? What? I looked at my watch, I was like, this movie's about to wrap up. I just now found this
out. One part in the fight where the guy's like, you half-breed. Yeah. I'm just like, whoa, that's racist, dude. Like, keep that to yourself.
Did you not get confused, though? Because he was like, they never once said his father was, like, from another world and nothing like that in this movie. And he's just sitting there going, like, wow, them flashback sequences led up to nothing of him possibly being an alien. I was just like, that... I was like, wow, that just... That went a whole nother level of another film. That's like a whole nother film right there, whatever, and shit. And his mom tells him that, and he's just like, whoa. And then she's like... And I love it, too, because he's just like, well, you're human, so you... kind of did it with an alien, and she gives, and she's like, I should have explained everything to you, and she gives him the necklace she's been wearing that you constantly see her touching throughout the fucking film and stuff, and he's just like, what is this? And she just looks at him as she leaves the room. You'll find out sooner or later.
Jesus Christ.
He's just like sitting there. And meanwhile, as she's talking to him, Steel is fucking in the background, they're cracking jokes with a fucking lamp and shit like that, and he's just like, huh.
And then, Mom, so what's on your necklace? Oh, it's just it's a little boy in a spaceship going back to his home planet with a key on the bottom, but it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, exactly.
So stupid.
Yeah, and then I love it too because she explains the steel too. She's just like, had I known you were alive, Steel, I would have came for you. We thought you were dead. I was like, who's we? Who's we? Who's we? When did you become a badass, by the way? How are you such a badass woman? You could have put this to use in this movie. She's just like taking charge and taking names. It's just like, I don't get it. Where did this come from? And then she gives him the necklace and she's just like, you'll find out sooner or later. And then I swear to God, as soon as she say that, she doesn't give any hint or anything like that. She just literally leaves the room. This motherfucker literally looks up at the ceiling, which, by the way, we didn't even explain this shit. His ceiling is just covered in a painting of the star system and shit like that that his father did for him when he was a baby. And he just looks up at the ceiling and he smiles and he goes, Steel, fuse, I want to remember. I was like, I said, you got to be shitting me. He pretty much, Ben, looked at the camera and said, Steel, I want to remember.
Steel, There's 2 minutes left of the movie. Can you tell me what the fuck is going on?
And Steel just cuddles with him. And they had this flashback moment where his father's just saying, he's attaching that necklace that she just gave to him to one of the fucking hangers that thing is hanging from. He's like, he'll need to know where he came from. And then there's a hologram, like Tony Stark just comes out, and it just shows the fucking star system. But they don't say anything about it, and they just smile looking at it. And you don't see this star system, because obviously the movie is cheap as fuck. They don't want to spend that money on the effects and shit. They just stare, the camera just lingers on the three of them as him as a baby, and they're just smiling, and it just cuts off. And then it, you think it's the end of the movie, and you're just ready to get it. Like, oh, well, and then camera cuts back on. He's like, God damn, shit, this movie won't go away. And it's him back at...
That's why I left when the climax was over.
He didn't miss shit neither. It opens up with Sophia. He's back at Sophia's house, and she's just mad, and she's got her arms folded, and he's just like, look, I want to explain everything to you, and I think we should talk maybe over when the next time we go out or something like that or whatever. And she just like, she's smiling, and then she kisses him, and she was like, I would like that very much and stuff. And then she just goes back in the room or in the house and stuff, and he just looks at Steel and he just says, let's fly, Steel. And I'm like, oh my God. And it's that shot in the trailer.
Into the sunset, Steel.
Oh, it's that shot in the trailer where he's just like, go left, go right, whatever stuff. That's the ending shot of the, is into the sunset. Just, all right, let's just go straight, Steel. Cue, and they just take off. He's just like, ugh. And then the five people that joined me for this movie, I was like, ugh. My head slowly creaked like I had to put WD-40 on my neck. What are you doing? It was four dudes, one chick, gangbang possibly. Anyway, and as they're leaving the door, as I'm like with my head down, slowly walking out of the theater, head is just down and stuff. I hear them talking about, man, that was really good or whatever. And then they even stopped in the middle of my walkway. And I wanted to say, get the fuck out of my way, please. They're talking about, man, that really got me hyped for that Power Rangers movie now. It's like, oh, God. They were like, and then I love it because they were sitting down. And it's like, oh man, the movie was so good. It was like entertaining as hell. I love the kid. I was just like, oh God. I was having PTSD and shit in this theater. I was like, oh. I started twitching. What's going on, Ben? Can you say anything positive about the film, Ben?
Like I said, at least they tried on the suits at the end, but they still kind of looked like junk.
It'll give you a good look at the suits. That's why. You could have done a hell of a lot more with the suits. I mean, he suits up in this movie like two times, and the second time they disconnect from each other. I love it. His excuse is like, hey, why did you separate? Why did the suits separate? And he tells him, that's because we're not connected. I was like, what? He tells him, he's like, we're not working together. That's why. I'm like, oh, you got to be fucking kidding. Okay, that makes no fucking sense at all. And then
you got thrown against the wall there and kind of hit it with a really forceful impact.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I love it because at the end of him, he's just like, Steel, let's do it. And then next thing I was like, oh, so that's working together now. Because I don't know, one person telling you what to do, and I know skillful tactics and stuff like that, and the other one's screaming, he's too powerful. That don't sound like it's working together to me. That suit should have broke apart there as well too, right? Man, you sound like you got a lot more to say, but you just, it sounds like you just contemplating life or something. I don't know. Like,
this movie was the biggest waste of time that I've made this summer. I just want to say, like, if I can stop someone from seeing this movie, I would like to, but at the same time, I know no one's even going to see this movie.
Yeah, summer's over, by the way.
What did you say?
Summer's over, by the way. You said summer.
Oh, did I say summer? I meant to say year.
Yeah, you said summer. I'm like, damn, dude, it's October. What the fuck is summer for you?
Yeah, it's way too chilly where I'm at for it to be summer right now.
So this is up there with you for, like, you know, I don't know. I like, you know, the greatest movies of this summer, you know, like Bourne and all that, you know. this is up there in your top 10 list. Best of worst, right? You enjoyed this, right?
No, I didn't enjoy it, P1. Like, it's not even fair to say that I, like, hated this movie, because it was just, like, so bad that, like, it's not worth my hate, you know?
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing about the film, too, is when it ended, I just didn't hate the film. I just, like, I don't want to say, like I said, for Miss Peregrine, I don't think it was a missed opportunity. Maybe it was, whatever, because I thought that there could have been some cool things done with the movie.
They're taking the opportunity of an action figure from, like, the 80s, though, like...
We've seen that done before in his work sometimes, whatever, something like that. I mean, shit, Disney made a fucking franchise out of a goddamn theme park. Come on now. The Pirates of the Caribbean film, and that worked or whatever. I mean, so...
Yeah, but with that had Johnny Depp on it, though. This had literally a no-name, like...
It had Maria Bello in it, though. It had Andy Garcia. Right? Right? Mm-hmm. Right? Right? Right, help me out here, Vico. Right, you're not helping me here. What's going on? I mean, say. So, but I don't know, Ben. You sound like you're frustrated a little bit. I mean, I don't hate this movie neither. I just think it's fucking terrible as shit. I don't think you should watch it.
It's a superhero movie, but that's not what this is.
It could have been a fun superhero movie outside of, you know, the usual Marvel and DC films or whatever. I'm like, oh, if this would have been done right, this could have been a new franchise to be something exciting and fun and stuff like that. Because, I mean, as cheesy as these effects look and stuff like that, and the shit is still look like, because he looks like shit in this movie. I was like, yeah, if you make this fun and cool, whatever, hey, I won't have a problem with it. But my God, they take, it's one of those movies where, once again, it's a movie about a kid with powers who doesn't fucking use his powers. And he's just like,
yeah.
Okay, what the fuck? And then the whole point of the whole suit, too, by the way, it kind of takes away, it takes away from the power a little bit. It's just like, because it's like he can do all these cool things outside the suit where, you know, he can run fast and do all this shit and stuff like that. And he does none of that in this suit. To fight this guy or whatever. And so I'm just like, wow. And then you got constantly got still telling me, you know, I know skillful tactics and stuff, and yet he doesn't do any of this. And he's just like, I don't even know what the point is anymore and stuff like that. And I really don't. And I love it too, because Max asked Miles Edwards in the film, why'd you betray my father and stuff? And he doesn't even give a good reason why neither. He's just like, oh, I'm just helping the bad guys here. Da 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 da. I'm just like, okay. I'm evil. Da 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 da. I was like, how the fuck did you build a device that absorbs energy? By the way.
Yeah, really. That was his life's work, man.
Whatever. You got anything else you want to say about this?
There will be a chomp down of this. There will be a serious chomp down of this someday. But
I like you said someday. You gotta get his thoughts together first.
I don't have anything else right now that I can just, like... this movie...
You sound so defeated.
I'm lost, P1. I'm lost, man.
Okay, well, I guess I'll kick it off then with my final thoughts and rating. I'll let you sit there and think about it. Well, I've never heard you sound so... beaten before, but
maybe after Batman versus Superman I sounded similar. Yeah. But this was a very different situation.
This was a very different, you had no expectations for this. Batman versus Superman. Well,
I expected it to be bad, but I didn't expect it to be this boring shit ass movie that is just literally a waste of time.
See, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't want to just flat out say, I thought the trailer was like shit, I'm not gonna lie. But I didn't want to flat out.
Exactly.
I didn't want to flat out saying it was gonna be terrible, because I've been in these situations before where I've said that and got the words tasted slapped out of my mouth or whatever, and go like, oh, that was actually entertaining and fun and stuff. I thought at the most it would have been silly, but it's not even that. So it's like, oh
no, it's not.
You don't even have that going for you, because this kid is really trying to take himself serious, and his family is just like, nothing is serious about this at all here.
Every joke falls flat.
Yeah, and most of them come from Steel. Anyway, final thoughts. Yeah, and
you should not have Jesse Eisenberg being the one telling your jokes in your movie. Like, that... Hey, that's where Batman versus Superman failed too, huh?
I like how you keep saying Jesse Eisenberg. You know that was Josh Brenner, right?
That wasn't Jesse Eisenberg?
Hell no, that wasn't Jesse Eisenberg. No. That was Josh Brenner, man.
Oh. You got swore.
No, Jesse Eisenberg ain't in this.
Wow. Jesse Eisenberg, man, I'm sorry. I don't want to just wreck on you like that. My hate belongs to this Jesh Brenner fellow.
Oh, my God. I noticed you said that earlier, and I was just like, well, he's probably making a joke. Hey, you shut your mouth. Just Josh Brenner guy. He's made...
Oh, that's Big Head.
Yeah, he made the Condom Killer.
What?
Yep. He was in The Internship. He made the Condom Killer. He was in Silicon Valley. Big Head. You're right. Yep.
What? Oh, I'm so disappointed in this man. Holy smokes. Now everything that I had about this movie is gone. I am truly lost now.
Could you at least say, though, that out of everyone in this film, he was the only one, even though he sucked too, he was the only one trying to put at least a little bit of energy in it. No pun intended.
Yeah, but then again, he was like the voice actor. It's not like he was on screen.
Yeah, but he was still trying to at least put some enthusiasm into it, because nobody else had enthusiasm in this film, and he was like, even with his voice, he was trying to add some energy, no pun intended, some enthusiasm with his voice added there and stuff like that. And I don't know, more so if he was fucking annoying. I'm gonna tell you that right now. They would not shut him the fuck up. I was wanting to blow that goddamn robot up. But my final thoughts was, though, look, I walked in this movie, I wasn't hating it like everyone else was. Like, oh, this shit is gonna be shit. And usually those are from people that ain't even gonna see the damn thing. But I can sit up here and say I'm one of the, let's see, there's 8 reviews out right about now. I'm the 9th person now to see this film. Ben, you're number 10, so welcome to the 10 Club. And out of the 10 people that saw this film, being one of them, I can honestly say that this movie is boring as fuck. The one thing I sincerely hated about this film, without a shadow of a doubt, hated about this film the most, is this Ben Winchell kid. This kid was fucking awful. I'm talking about, like, just fucking awful all abroad. Whether he was delivering his lines, whether he was Google searching, whether cum was falling off his fingers, he sucked ass through a straw. I thought everything about him was just terrible. It was nothing exciting about it. And the reason why you can say, oh, he's the most terrible thing about that is because nobody else is on screen longer than him. Everybody else is just like seconds, gone. Come back, hour later, seconds, gone. Everybody else is just there to be there. There's no reason. It should have been just about him in the goddamn woods, if that's the case, and stuff like that. The other side characters are pointless. They add nothing to the movie. I don't even know why there's a love interest in this movie. Why the fuck is there a love interest? Because it's a movie, and every movie just gotta have a fucking love interest. Whatever. Steel was fucking annoying and just flat out pissing me off at times. Or especially with that whole memory thing. Ugh. That whole memory thing was just so wasted. And to the point of just throwing it in there just to move along the story. Let me scratch that. I'm putting that in quotes. Story. To move it along, drag it out to an hour and a half. It was just bullshit. The part where you get to the ending and they just explain or at least try to explain things to you and just like, wow, y'all really thought y'all was going to get like something out of this. I don't know if you're getting a new TV series, a franchise, whatever it is. It ain't working here because this movie is dog shit. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't hate this movie, but I, like you, Ben, it wasted my time. And the fact that people gave this a fucking clapping ovation here, I'm going to give this a fuck it. Gotta give it a fuck it. Sorry.
It definitely a fuck it.
Damn. You got any thoughts on that, Ben? Yeah, or just pretty much everything that I said.
I think I've said my piece for the most part.
I feel so bad for you, actually. You just sound you sound so just battered, and you sound like an abused wife right now.
I was so ready to talk about it, and then the more I talked about it, the more I felt it sucking out my soul for a second time, and now I feel like I just need to, like, hold on to what I got.
Well, with this kid in here, this movie does suck the soul out of your ass, so, I mean, I'm just telling you, hey.
Right out of my booty.
Hey, but Ben, tell them where they can find your booty.
Ladies and gentlemen, check out the Chomp Down on YouTube. Chompt Down. Mm. And, yeah, that's pretty much, I'm on Twitter, Facebook, everywhere, and here.
This has been another Movie Spoilers Chomp Down review, if you want to call it that, I guess, or whatever. Crossover.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
Hey, no problem, because that's what we do, Ben. I like to fuse with people, too, you know?
Oh, yeah. I love fusing with you, man.
That's right, bro. We need to fuse. Hey, we got to work together, Ben, to stop the evils, okay? If you want to be the next Siskel and Ebert, you need to fuse and work with me.
Max, you can use your energy in many different ways. Run faster. Be stronger. And I haven't even shown you the best part yet.
What?
This is awesome.
You're welcome.
Max?
Sophia?
You okay?
Yeah, just really late for my,
this is boring.
My Zumba class.
The girl appears to cause increases in heart rate. Perhaps you should avoid contact.
Perhaps you should shut up.
See? She has made you angry. The Ultralings are here to destroy the Earth. And your energy is the only thing that can stop them. Time to suit up. Coming in hot, Max!
I can't believe I'm doing this.
You have to learn to control these powers.
Go right. Let's go left. No, let's just go straight then, okay?
Go, go!
Run faster! So much faster!
Your father believed he could save the world. It's up to you now, Max.
Steal now! Go, Turbo!
You okay?
Yeah. A few more bruises than usual.